welcome to Confessions of Millennial Mills with your favorite sister friends, Ashley and Tiff.
Yay, so excited. We're finally doing it.
Yes, like we're just two 20-something year old mamas navigating life. So what we're going to do is briefly discuss how we met, then we're going to jump right into things.
Yes.
So, we met at work.
Pretty much.
I want to know what you thought when you first saw me.
Well, I was laughing because, so if anybody is like, well, all of you should have jobs, could you probably have jobs, listen to this, but getting your HR stuff done. So we're all getting our badges, and Tiff does not have her ID, well, she has her ID, but it's in paper form. But she's asked, before we got there, questions, and they kind of were like brushed off. So when she got the paper out, the lady was like, what am I supposed to do with that? And I just thought Tiffany was so innocent, but she got so red, y'all.
Okay, look.
And bitch, the security officer
got her license suspended, okay? And I just got back, and I only had the paper form. I hadn't got my hard copy yet. And so I asked these people, is this going to be okay? Am I going to be able to get my badge with my paper ID? And everybody told me yes. So when we got to this lady's office, and she's like, I'm like, hold up. I asked for people before I got here.
And then tried to kind of make it sound like she was making an example out of you, which made it even worse. I'm like, Lord, this ain't me gonna have no job after this.
I got an ID, though. Anyway.
So after that, I was like, girl, I thought she was gonna snap. And then we just talking ever since. I'm like, oh my God, she's crazy like me. We should be friends forever. Sounds really sick, but it's true.
That's really funny that you brought that up because I really kind of forgotten about that. So you saw my crazy before. Okay.
I was like, oh my God, yeah, we're like totally friends. But today we're, as you can read, for sure, or not, I'm still gonna tell you, we're talking about overcooked relationships. It's the beginning of the year. So out with the old and with,
in
the,
with
new.
The new.
So as you can hear, Tiff probably gonna have a lot to say today. You know, so pretty much if you kind of can get what it is, but an overcooked relationship is basically, in this sub, this can go for anything. Like, this can be your job, your friendship, family, like anybody that doesn't serve your purpose anymore, and they got to get the fuck. So, this has been a relationship when one knows it's been over. So, how do you think it can get there?
I mean, for me, like, there just came a point where I just knew it was over. Like,
yeah, I've been like that too.
There's no way that I can continue to go on like this. Like, I'm not getting everything that I want, so why would I stay in a situation like this? Like,
yeah, that's true. Well, for myself, I feel like it is. I just cursed, so I have to mark that. But I feel like it, for myself, it was more of me. I just was afraid to hear what everybody's saying. I told you so. So, I'm like, nope, because they told me, but I'm going to show them because I'm going to fix him. I sure am, because they knew he want nothing for me, but it's okay because I'm going to fix that man.
And see, that's kind of how I felt but the beginning part of the relationship. And then there comes a point where you're like, okay, things aren't changing. There are some things that will never change. Like, you get older and you start to realize, okay, there's some things that legit just cannot be changed. Yeah. And is this something that I am willing to put up with for the rest of my life? Is this something that I want to put up for the rest of my life? And the answer was no. So, you know, I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah. So, this is going to get good. I'm really excited.
Oh, my God.
So, what we're going to do is we're going to pretty much break it down into points that, from conversations we've had, just having girl talk, we are pretty confident it's ways that you either, like, know it's becoming overcooked.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty much burnt. Or it is, like, in the oven, but you haven't really turned it up yet. But you're like, if I turn it up, it's going to be overcooked. But if I turn it, keep cooking, it's never going to cook. But, you know, whatever. So, we're talking about that. So, basically, one of the biggest things I feel like us as females, especially when it's pertaining to being in a relationship, is you get with someone and you fall in love with who you think they are, but or who you feel like they can be. So basically, their
you
potential.
Fall in love with their potential,
like Summer Walker said, because that
and
is
then
my
jizzam. I fell in love with potential before I realized that he lacked the motivation and the willpower to become what he could have become. You know?
Yeah. And for me, I just, I don't really fall in love with potential. I just feel like I can fix everybody. But, it's maybe what it is. Simple as that. But, and you can, because people are going to be who they want to be. But I feel like also, yeah, you're falling in love with someone's potential, but they give you signs, which, again, you feel like, I know I'm going to tweak that. I just got to give him, like, one good home-cooked meal, and he's going to stop smacking those teeth every time we go out in public.
Or we can train him like a dog, and we can't, ladies. And we
can't, because just like I've grown, he's grown. You know. So, like, that's, like, a big thing. And we also get caught up in the things they can provide. Or they say they can, and it's literally zilch. But maybe not all the time, you guys.
Okay, so speaking of things, it's not a bash, but it's the truth. Confession time. I have not, like, pumped my gas in the wintertime in, like, the last 5 years. I haven't, like, washed my car in, like, 5 years. So, like, those are things so that I, like, dang, like, I'm gonna have to do that shit on my own now.
Well, no, nah, well, you should see me at the gas station. I'd be looking at gas. But
so let me at some point, you're like, you know what? I can put my own damn gas if it means I'm gonna have peace.
Yeah, yeah. So
that it's is the little things,
ma'am. I was thinking more of the lines of, like, monetary, but you know, if
that too, but I'm just saying, like, that was one of the things that crossed my mind. It's 28 degrees outside. Yeah, this morning, man.
Unless I got on a wig.
I gotta sit outside and put my own gas. Like,
that's true. Like, I feel like a lot of women, like you said, like, it was being chivalrous, like, pumping the gas, doing little things that you've had to do, but you don't have to anymore because that person's going to do it for you.
And now I have to do the, well, I'm going to have to do those things.
Yeah. And
take out my own trash. I haven't taken out the trash, y'all.
One of the biggest things, I think, when you're in these situations is you feel like you can't find better. You feel like you can't find better, or if you find better, it's gonna be some shit with him. Like, he don't have legs. Like, it's something. Like, he's a great man, but he doesn't have a penis. Like, it could be anything. So, it's always a catch. Like, you ain't gonna drop this man in front of me, and he'd be great for me, and he can have sex with me. Like, it's just no way. It's like,
it's gonna be something wrong.
And that's also self-sabotage, which we have a tendency to do, especially as black women. But
we do.
But it's true. It's true. But
it's like, do you keep the devil that you know, or mm-hmm.
or step out on faith and feel like you can find somebody that is better? Exactly. Which you can, but that's
the big thing. Like, having the faith to step out and know, like, okay, there is something else better out there for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And when you, okay, so say you do, or you're deciding to look, you sell yourself short. Like, you want to try to look elsewhere or try to take those steps, but you're forgetting the power of the P. Like, everybody knows me, knows I'm all about power of the P. Because pussy rules the world.
It does.
People don't agree with that, but it does. So, you know, knowing, like, hold the fuck up. I was doing this before he came to picture, so I'm gonna keep doing it. Like, girl boo, like, you can get that done. Like, okay, y'all like pump gas, so I can pump it. I mean, I'm gonna need gas. I'm not gonna be pushing this. So,
but, I mean, it's not just the pumping gas. Yeah. Anymore. Like, you know, I got kids now. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what dating with kids looks like. Like, my parents were together until I was 19.
Yeah.
There were no family members around who were single mothers. So I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that I'm kind of like,
But that's, like, that's
self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage and selling ourselves short. We're good judges of character.
Yeah.
Just because a fair relationship didn't work don't mean we can't judge character. And I feel like when you're a parent, I know for myself, like, if that were myself, I know I would be the same. I'm like, all right, can you bring it around? Can you bring it around my boo? Because I don't know what he into. And I tend to like people that are very rough. So I don't got time for him to be rough and then we all be locked up. But, or somebody like try things. I like to try things too. So I don't need nobody that's a daredevil like me around me and my baby, because then we both gonna be locked up. Like, it all is back up to federal offenses here. But, so I can get the mental.
Y'all kind of getting the picture of the ashes, right?
But it all goes back to just being mindful, like trusting your judgment. Yes, yeah. In that moment, now looking at it, you're like, okay, this was the worst thing I could have done. You feel like it, but check the little best. It's like, okay, this was something that was done, but you had your babies.
Yeah.
Okay, this was something that was done, but I have X. Like, you can just list those blessings. Yeah, look at it like as a, you initially, I'm like, this is the big ass fuck up. But you look at the little things and it makes it easier. Yeah. But I think we always, when we're trying to leave someone or we're realizing this is not serving me anymore, you don't know how to express to that person without being either aggressive, because it depends on why you're leaving and it's not serving, you might have some things off your chest. But, or just like sometimes people just genuinely fall out of love, but, or just you just genuinely don't know what to say. Because sometimes you have, you know, you just need to get up and get on a good foot, but you don't know why. It's just probably so many, but you can't even conceptualize what it is.
Like,
he just brushed his teeth this morning and I'm about to gag him with the toothbrush. Or he just got out of the car and he's getting on my nerves. How is he getting your nerves getting out of the car? But you just don't. It's just so much. Yeah, you're just so irritated with this piece of food and you don't want to throw it away because, you know, people in Africa or whomever may not have food. But you don't.
It's overcooked.
So you don't want to waste, but you just need to give it to someone else. So, because it's not working for you. It's not fitting your diet anymore. So.
Oh, you better preach, Sarah Jace.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not fitting your diet.
Change your diet.
Like, let it go. So, you know, and I feel like we also, outside of, we don't ever want to let things go, we just start to get in our head. Like, you're realizing, you know what? Sister girl, you, and this is you talking to yourself, but you're like, you know, I don't think I want to be with him anymore. But especially being a mom, even if you're not, you're just a normal girl without a child, and you're someone you've been with for a while, or someone that if you haven't been with them for a while, within the time y'all have been together, y'all have established a lot that is together, do I really want to deal with this mess of separating? And I know growing up, my parents, so they're divorced, but I know that played a part. Like, it was my sister and I, but it was like, when we separate, the liabilities gotta separate. Who gets what? Who really deserves what, if we want to be frank? And who really got what? Like, it gets deep. And then it gets, that's when it becomes spicy, because you may feel like you own that couch, but bitch, I bought that couch. You may have picked it out, but my card swiped for it, if you want to be frank, and I can go find the receipt for it. So I feel at the end of this, I need this.
Well, no, like, those kind of issues really don't exist in my situation, because, for one, we weren't married, so a lot of things, they were just separate. And so, you know, that won't be an issue. I guess for me, it's just the kids, like, that's all they know is their dad.
Yeah.
And so,
you don't want to
be the bad guy, you know?
And I feel like that can be avoided, too. I feel like, I know my mom, looking back, I'm like, I used to be like, oh, I'm so freaking mean. I just want to see my dad. But now that I'm a parent, it's like, okay, she's trying to save your life.
Exactly. But like, she your mom knew what was best.
Yeah. And this is not me trying to paint my dad to be like the worst father ever. Okay. He had his points. But I'm just saying,
it wasn't a healthy relationship for your mom.
Right. To even have us in either. Exactly. So, she did a great job of, and she does it better, even better now that we're grown, because she can talk to us freely, more freely than she ever has. But she, when it was time to, like, when she would notice my dad was not, she would give him the opportunity, but let him do something like, you can't even be on time and you don't even have a full time. No. You don't even got plans for them and you ain't had them in 2 weeks. No. So I'm not trying to take it from you, but I give you an inch and you take a mile. It's no, we're not doing this. I don't need to deal with you, so I'm not gonna have to. I don't have to. So like I do because of them, but I don't have to. And that's not saying, you know, when this step is taken, you gotta be like, okay, you got three strikes and you out. But just be mindful, like, at the end of the day, I'm doing what's best for them.
Yeah.
And if they don't if he don't want to understand it or act right, then this makes me even more solidified why the hell I'm doing what I'm doing. Be stupid, and that's still business, but I'm gonna still do what I do because I'm their mama.
Exactly.
And sometimes, like, girls, they, if they don't have children, they are in a relationship because they're in a relationship and they're afraid to leave because they share a place. So where I'm about to live if it's his place? Or I don't have a car, but he has the car, and this has been working for us for so long, so what I'm gonna do? Like, it's just the little things. Or I moved here for him. So if we don't, if we're not together, what in the whole fuck am I gonna do? Because not only am I here with no one, I'm here with no one. All my friends are his friends. So when he breaks up with me, do the
that
friends,
is why you make your own friends.
Do the friends leave? So now I'm lonely, no home, no car, and yeah. But
no friends.
Nobody even vent to about it because it's me, myself, and I. And they his friends. But it's like, how do you? It's a lot that gets lost, but I feel like with planning, and sometimes if it's an overcooked relationship and it's overcooked and it got some bad diseases and seasonings in it, like he crazy or something, you gotta leave just then. But and then it's like, yeah, I figured out now. But I feel like when it's just a matter of you just are afraid to take that next step, just take it. Like, plan properly, and you can't plan for everything, but just do.
Like, honestly, that was my thing. Like, I was just scared to take the next step. Like, there have been conversations had between us. Like, yeah. I've told him that I feel like this relationship is over. We legit are roommates. We co-parent. Mm-hmm. We've had those conversations multiple times. Like, yeah. But it was me afraid to take that step.
That goes back to the power of the P, man.
And so I told myself in December that I wasn't going into January with the same negative energy.
Yeah.
I wasn't dealing with the same things that I've been dealing with. And so I fasted for 14 days. I prayed.
Released it.
And I got my answers. And yeah. I honestly feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
And that's a good point that you bring up. When you, because I've obviously started my own healing journey. Like, we'll get to this in further episodes, but we both had postpartum after having our kids. So, since I've had my son, I've really been working to get back to who I am and what the true self I am, yeah. The true person, you know, when his dad met me, we fell in love with. And shit, who the fuck I was in love with? I was in love with myself. I was very vain before my son. But, I mean, I still am. But, so that's a good point. Like, we have to learn how to heal. We
whatever tend, that looks like for you.
You we tend to we go through something, we go to the next, and we ain't even dealt with what yep. we just. It could be yesterday, and we like, all right, fuck it, whatever. Let's go. We go. No, he did whatever. He smacked you, or it happened. Let's acknowledge that happened. And I feel like a lot of us need to, especially Black women, just as a culture. Specifically because we have to be strong all the time. Ooh, we have to be the backbone for everything. Like, we can't ever be sad. Like, if we're sad or too sad, something's wrong with us. Or if we're mad, we're going to kill everyone. Like, it's like, oh, angry Black woman alert, gotta go. Like, but it can be a real reason to be upset. But it's like, oh, no, you shouldn't be upset because X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So, we all should learn. We should all learn how to focus or work better, I should say, because it's still something I deal with. That's why like I'm perfect, but I'm sure you can attest, healing properly, yes. And self-care, taking that me time, being accountable of like, okay, I know, and whether you talking to God, whether you just sitting there looking at yourself in the mirror and meditating, I know, okay, I did da-da-da-da-da, but I gotta work, I want this, so let's figure out a way to get this.
Exactly.
And just working towards that, because it's like she said, like she fasts. Like, for myself, when it's anything going on, like I meditate, I love a good little playlist. Like, I love a little playlist. Everybody knows I'm DJ Ash Cash on the Mizike when I feel like it sometimes. Okay. Well, usually in the car, but if I'm in the mood, I be playing them tunes. I be laying that fire, and it be in my head. But it's what gets me to at some type of normalcy, some homeostasis. Exactly. It's getting me right. But it's me also, sometimes I do just sit with my little salt lamp, my diffuser, and just, it's usually standing myself in the mirror. But I'm sitting there, and I'm just thinking, like, I gotta do X, Y, Z, because this ain't working. Or let's take something out. Or let's cut back on some food. Maybe that's what's irritating me. Let's not drink the Starbucks so much. Maybe we won't be so snappy. Because we crashing so fast. Like, it's just like, yes, look.
The little thing.
It's a little stupid, but it's the real. So, I think those attest to, that's really helps you with anything. But yeah, if you're trying to leave a relationship or trying to figure out why this is no longer serving you purpose,
you got to do things to gain clarity. And
yeah, for sure.
For me, like,
because it can become a blur.
Exactly. I grew up in church, so that's all I know. When mm-hmm. things get hard, like, you call on Jesus. And mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. I fasted. This is the first time I've ever fasted in my life. And I was really committed to the 14 days that I did it. And I just prayed for clarity. And the Lord gave me clarity. Like, mm-hmm. it didn't come instantly after the 14 days. I can say that, you know, things have just been coming in. Like, yeah, you know, just in conversations with Ash or, you know, just, I've just been getting answers. And yeah, it ain't nobody but him, y'all. So,
that's, I mean, like, and we're not saying that, you know, you gotta.
Yeah, we're not saying that Jesus is for everybody.
Works for Tiff. Like, that works for me. I'm not trying to tell you to turn into Sade like me, but.
That works for us. Like, you gotta find what works for you. Like,
yeah.
You gotta find what works for you.
And I like, for myself, like, my degree is in psychology, so I am all about the mental health, okay? I will push you to go talk to a therapist in a heartbeat.
Listen, like, please. A regular phone conversation with Ashley will turn into a 60-minute therapy session. If I say the wrong words, this girl is do we need a 72-hour-old? Like, are you okay today? Like,
all of my friends can attest to this. If you are my friend, You can say something to crack me at the end of your word. You may really have, like, a dry throat. But I'm like, oh, no, what do you do? And then you be like, whoa, I need a cough drop. But you're right.
Like,
because I know you.
She be on
I'm
it.
Your like, friend. You won't be cracking your voice every day like that. So I know he did something. So, and it's just
y'all better get y'all a good sister friend like Ash.
But sisterhood is like,
super important.
Any breakup, I'm sure a lot of girls know this, but like a strong one, a pure one, an authentic one. Sisterhood could be your mama too, like your friends, your family. Like, it don't got it to be friends. It can be family too, but a strong sisterhood, a
somebody
strong
that you know
village,
that you can call
girls,
that's gonna be there.
And they're gonna
talk
be authentic.
You
they're gonna be yes. unbiased. They're not gonna judge. They're gonna just give you the raw. They're gonna tell you things sometimes that you're not gonna like. They're gonna tell you how to handle it. They're gonna tell you why. You need it. Like, it's nothing worse than you going through something and you feel like it's yourself, because that does nothing but trigger and go into other things. And I can't stress it enough. Like, it's been plenty of things that anyway, it's been plenty of things that,
sorry, y'all, somebody keeps calling me and I can't get the phone to stop vibrating.
It's been plenty of things that I know for myself I've been through, I know Tiff's been through, and if a sisterhood wasn't created or there to assist, it wouldn't have been as easy of a turnaround for myself. And I know for her as well. So, definitely make sure that's a priority.
Yeah.
You haven't, whether it's going to be times, especially when you're leaving an overcooked relationship, where you just, especially if you've done it and you started to renege. Am I really supposed to be doing this? Am I ever going to be able to do this by myself? Am I going to be able to be a single mama? Maybe I should call his ass back and give him one more chance. And you call that sister friend, and that sister friend be like, bitch, you know that stuff.
Well, ma'am, you don't have to worry about me doing that, because...
But I'm not saying it with you, but I'm just saying, people do it. They'll be like, I haven't been away for a week now. I didn't have a lot of groceries I had to buy myself. With my money. It's really different when you split it down 50% and it's 100% of yours. So it's like, it's so not the truth. Like, it's the truth, and it ain't that deep, but it can be like that. But like, or it's been done, but it's not recommended. We do have those times where our needs are not being met in these situations, and we gotta, you know, touch and slide to the left. Because in the front ain't nothing happening.
So, well, I mean, I guess since you brought that up, we can use that to segue into. Girl. Okay, she just almost kicked over my mind. But we can use that to segue into our birds and the bees, because, like, she just said a mouthful there. So can you repeat what you just said, ma'am?
You know, when you have to cha-cha slide to the left, because your relationship already ain't serving you no purpose, but it ain't serving you some other thing either. So it maybe it is what you like. Now, since we talk about birds and the bees, because I just gave out some remedies. So before we go any further, I just want to let you know, going forward, like, we're going to have a lot of segments. So if you have things that you want to suggest, things that you think we should really do, because we're your mamas, we're your sister friends, and we're your mamas too.
Sister friends, so mamas, whatever you really want. Like,
don't take it and do too much with it and get weird, but we should be that. But we just gave you some remedies. But we also, you know, if you have any suggestions, definitely throw them out there. We're not going to take them all now. But I'm just going to be honest. But we will consider. But with birds and the bees, this is typically like when we're going to talk about sex stories. So any story that relates to the topic. And today we're talking about overcooked relationships. So it could be somebody that you're screwing and it's like, why am I laying or standing or bent, whatever, with him or her, whatever. And it's nothing going on here, but it's a lot going on for them, but it's nothing going on for me. Or it's, this food was so nasty, I had to order from somewhere else. If you can read between the lines, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
So tips. I think my situation is more like the first one. Like, there's just nothing there. Like, I don't feel anything when you touch me. Like,
oh my god.
I just, the relationship is over. Mm. And so yeah, we haven't been intimate in a while. Yeah, that's that. That's my birds and the bees.
Well, I have a birds and the bees, and this really, people know my story is getting real in detail, but I need you to be there, you know? So,
I mean, you know, maybe with my newfound singlehood in the next couple, but my birds.
Oh, yeah, I know yours are the only crack like it, but.
You know, maybe.
So, I got a little ghetto girl pop. Anyway, so,
yeah.
This, my little bird. This story is actually kind of funny, and I'm kind of embarrassed to tell it. But, so, when I was in college, I was dating this guy. He's a little cheating ass. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to go there because that relationship was actually more than overcooked. It was toxic. But he, which is two things. He was bad chicken. He was really bad chicken, but it's okay. He basically was salmonella. But he was, we like would literally break up and then somehow we get back together. We would break up and then we finally get back together. So he could not stop cheating. Like, it was ridiculous. So, everybody would tell me, and I just was so embarrassed, and I just was like, no, he can't be a cheater, because he wasn't like that. I knew he was a nice guy. And so, when I met him, he was really my friend. But, yeah, bull crap. So, comes out that he did that. So, I want to kill her. I'm not gonna lie. That sounds so horrible. I did. So, I told him, tried to deny it. He ended up admitting to it. We kind of took a break, got back together. That was the first thing. This is sad because I sound stupid. But I was young, y'all. Then the
and
next...
She put the food back in the oven
because
she thought it needed to
cook. Because I didn't add some more seasoning and recook it again. And this is how I probably got salmonella because, yeah. But,
Well, I mean, you get salmonella from uncooked chicken, so...
So maybe I just got food poisoning.
Okay, yeah.
So, from him. So, yeah. So she... No, I don't mean like that, y'all. Because I know y'all minds probably like, girl, what he gave her? I'm just saying, I shouldn't have kept going back because he was stupid. So, we kept breaking up, and he did something. I think my roommate, which is my best friend, she went to one of her friends' room, and it was like a four people room, and the girl in the other room overheard them talking about him. So, you know how bitches be. And so she was like, girl, yeah, I was fucking him a few days ago. Blah, 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 blah. He lived in a room. Blah, blah, blah. And my roommate, which she was my best friend, but my roommate, see, she was like, oh, God. Mind you, this mofo about to come to our room. And that's why she's gone. So she comes back and out of like being my sister friend, not wanting to tell me to crush me in that moment because I'm like literally light-sawing down everything. So it could be spick and span, smelling like orange, sitting up in there for him. Okay. Broke college student. Anyway, no candles.
I didn't even know Lysol made an orange scent.
Yeah. So got to clean up now. So she just like, he can't come. And I'm like, but I wanted to be first. And then I'm like, but it's my boyfriend. It had no excuse. And that night it was raining. So like I was walking him with no way because I am natural. So that wasn't happening. So we go and we not talking. The next morning she tells me, because we haven't talked in like 8 hours. So she tells me I'm crying. She's crying. Another guy has been trying to talk to me, but I have to ignore him because I got a boyfriend, even though he's a cheating ass somebody. But I ignore him. I end up sleeping with the other guy. Okay? Because I was mad. You going to cheat on me 75,000 times? This one little time shouldn't kill you. We should be even. We should be married after this, which is a sick way to think about it. But so we, I sleep with the guy. Him and I like talking, but he knows like you need to fix what you got going on with dude. Like he's bummed, but I'll give you time. So the guy's like, I'm hurt, how could you do this to me? Blah 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 blah. I'm like, bro, you cheated on me with like 80 people. And this one man is killing you, but whatever. And so we link up to talk things out. Girl. So we're having sex and I'm like literally sitting on top riding and looking around. Like I'm at a museum. Like, this is just not serving me. Literally. And so, I was like, stop. And he was like, what? Come on. Like, what you mean, girl? And I'm like, take me back. And he's like, why? And I'm just like, because this is not working. If y'all will learn, I don't give a fuck. We can be in mid-pump. And I'm going to tell you, stop. But anyway, which is probably a horrible thing for men, but a great thing for me. But, I was just
that brings that I'm gonna pause. That brings us to a good point. We are very sex positive women.
Cause she ain't gonna be doing me wrong. And I ain't saying that.
Yeah, like
even if they're supposed to do it anyway.
This gotta be a fair exchange now, okay?
And I don't think it was that it was bad. It was I was already talking to somebody else, and you already cheated on me 90 billion times, and this is supposed to be like a goodbye fuck, and it turned into a goodbye horrible fuck.
Get off of me.
So, I was on him, but besides the point. I really could have topped off and ran out, but that was extra dramatic. So, I just was like, this is doing nothing for me. Like, poke, poke, like, what are you doing? Like, let me ride this pony again. I'm just like, this. And then again, I'm not really a rider, so it could have been a toss of a lot of things, but
it was over the relationship.
It was just bad. So, it was bad. But, because I felt like, looking back on it, because we're grown now, but I felt like he felt that way too. But he was young and dumb. Like, he knew he wanted to be my boyfriend, but he knew he didn't know how to be my boyfriend. Gotcha. And I think he wanted to fix it with sex. And I'm just like, that ain't gonna fix nothing, especially when it's bad sex. Like, you gotta get, like, I'm a sensitive type of girl. If you give me this bad sensitive, I'm just not gonna buy the product. Like, this ain't happening. And I, like, literally, I think that day, and girl, that's when Drake, what's the album called? Nothing Was the Same came out. And he was in that car rapping one of them songs to me. And that was like the second time in my life a man then rapped some Drake to me when we about to break up. So I was just like, why do people do this to me? So dramatic. But no, he said, I love me. I love me enough for the both of us. Get the fuck out of here. You're not even Janae. I'm Janae. But he was just like, whatever. Like, I just should have known from that point, this is like the worst sex of my life. Because he's stupid. But it wasn't bad. I think he just knew too, like, we don't need to be doing this. Like, she's gone. Like, I've lost her. Because that was the first time ever I had ever, like, he had did some shit, okay? And that was the first time I had ever, like, you know, I'm just done. I'm embarrassed. I'm gonna talk to another man. Like, usually I just be like, I'm gonna take it like a dummy. And he was just like, and it just would go. So for me to really go out and to be out and about and your friends to see me kissing up on this man, so you embarrassed now because I did it on purpose. I wanted this thing because you embarrassed me and I'm gonna embarrass your ass back. So you You want to make me look stupid, bitch? I'll make you look stupid. All of your teammates thought, kiss. I felt so bad after the fact, but in the moment I was like, yes, vindication. But it was like, that is like one of the, I think it's literally probably the only time that I've been in a relationship that was donezo, and I still tried to screw it up a little bit, like get some little things out, little pom-poms. And yeah, they weren't really good pom-poms. And then I was like, damn, I really should. But I felt like, and that was my album too, by the way. Pound Cake is my song. But I felt
if y'all could see my
but I was like, you know, we didn't, because we were vibing and we first got in the car. I was like, okay, playing Drake, okay, you know my vibe. We might have a good little last night, but a good night. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have your friends now, but that took my freshman years. It took like 6 years to get back to that, but which is crazy because he was in wrong. But it's crazy because, you know, speaking of. When they're in the wrong, like, when they were trying to come back. Because he did. All my college years, actually.
Sir.
He did.
Same lane.
He wasn't, though. He swerved out a lot of it. But,
Same your lane.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to come back and, eat this piece of chicken again. Mm-hmm. A few times. But, ma'am. We literally pretty much recorded everything.
No. We've been wanting to record.
For weeks.
We've been talking about it for almost a year. And, like, everything is coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just so excited to share our shit with y'all. So, if you got any suggestions, any comments, stuff you want us to talk about,
let us know. We have our Instagram. Give me some time so I get some content up there, because, you know, this is a homegrown business for us. So,
all right, but go ahead and drop the IG name so they can send us some messages.
It is literally our show name. Confessions of Millennial Mills. It is straight like that. Mills is all caps. It is on Instagram. You can follow us. You can DM us. I'm working on our email, so hold off on that. We're going to be on Anchor, so you're going to see us anyway because we're up there. Shout out to them. Yeah. So I'm happy y'all have listened. Definitely bear with us because we're learning. Every episode will be better with time. I also, before this ends, I just want us to really hone in. Yes, we have fun and we joke around, but this is something that's real.
Yeah.
With the episodes, every episode, I will tell you this right now, it's going to be something that we've experienced. It's our truth, whether it's both or just one.
Majority of the time,
it's going to be something that we all can attest. We speak on sisterhood so much because it's needed, especially in this climate. You need your friends, yes. You need your family, you need that unit, to keep you whole. And a lot of topics, especially as a young mother, especially as a young Black woman, are universal and they're shunned upon. Prime example, this. Like, no one ever likes to speak about staying in something because they feel like they have to. Or staying in something because they're afraid of what others would say. Yeah. Or staying in something because they feel like they can't get better. Like, it's just so much. So, just be ready to ride the ride with us. You're going to hear stories. We're going to have episodes where we talk about having sex and little tips. We're going to have episodes where we talk about being mothers. Like, it's, and just going to be mommy episodes. Maybe episodes where I'm like, that's my homegirl. It's episodes. I'm like, okay, she's teaching me how to be a mom. Like, it's going to be episodes where I can't teach you that. But it's episodes that, trust me, you and your man are going to have to sit down and you can listen to us. So we thank you. And yeah, you have anything to say?
Bye.
Bye.